What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, during a family beach vacation in a rental house, everything was fine until moments it should have been completely quiet. And that's when it sounded like someone else was there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, if you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. If you want to leave us a voicemail, do that. It's 855-853-4802 if you would like to write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials, and you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's with me today.
I am. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I have a basketball game tonight to watch. My Wichita State Shockers did not make it into the big tournament. We got into the secondary tournament.
Well,
the
that's
NIT,
okay.
And my town is so behind them. Like,
good.
I love it. It's like, okay, it's not the big one, but this is our third game three in this tournament. So it's the round of 16. And so we're all really proud of them around here.
Well, that's
it's hard.
Awesome.
You know, basketball's hard these days because you don't get the same team. Like, you know,
no.
It used to be you kind of had some of the same guys. And it's like everybody now, you start over every year with a new team. But this team has been really fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun. And, you know, I think it will also give the program a little boost too.
That's what I think.
So you might have some better luck recruiting players and, you know, that kind of thing.
One of my friends the other night, he's teasing me because I was watching the game while I was bartending, like on my phone. And he goes, I don't get why you are watching the game. Like, I don't get sports like people like you. And I said, because there's very little to root for, it seems like these days. And if I can get behind anything and root for it, sign me up. It just seems like everything's so fractured and people are very judgmental and it's just a weird world that we live in right now. That, hey, my team has won a couple games in this tournament. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Sign me up for that shit every day. So let's talk about this beach vacation house, which I think it would be just my luck. It'd be like, Kathy, I found the perfect rental house. And then you get there. It's like, well, what is this? Yeah,
I have been on vacation and ended up in a haunted place. So it can happen.
It can happen. And that kind of happened to these people. So let's go to this call.
Hi, this is Kathy from Virginia Beach. I wanted to tell you about a story from 2013, the summer of 2013. We have a family reunion every summer with my husband's family. There's six kids. So there's usually at least 20 people at these things. This happened in Oak Island, North Carolina. It was three stories. The bottom story was just storage in a garage. The second story was like the kitchen, and it had a couple bedrooms and a living area. And it had a big front porch. The front porch faced the beach, and you came in through the back way. The third story also had some bedrooms and a living area. It was built in the 90s, so it wasn't that old, and I have no idea what went on there, but maybe there had been something there before that. Anyway, one night, I'd gone to bed. I slept on the second story. And my husband was out watching TV in the living area. He was all by himself, and he heard some women talking, and he said they had real strong Southern accents, kind of like what you would hear heard in Gone with the Wind or something. And at first he thought it might be his sister and my daughter talking, but, you know, it didn't sound like them. I mean, they have Southern accents, but they're not that strong. So he went upstairs to see what it was, and there wasn't anybody up there, and everybody was asleep. All the bedrooms were closed. You went through to each bedroom, you couldn't hear anything. And when he had gotten upstairs, the talking stopped. So that was a little bit freaky. Then a few days later, I had gotten a real bad sunburn. So when everybody left to go out for the day, I stayed behind, and I was sitting on the front porch facing the ocean, just reading all day, staying in the shade. And at one point, I heard that the back door opened from inside the house, and I heard people come in and start talking, and I thought, oh, I wonder why they're back already. So I go inside to greet them, and nobody was there. So I don't know who that was, or, you know, I don't know what caused that. And then the last thing happened was my brother-in-law told me about this. He was sleeping on the third floor. The bedroom they were in, he said the door was kind of hard to close because it was on some thick carpet. And so one night he woke up to see the door struggling to open. And he thought maybe it was one of the grandkids or something trying to come in. And so he just kind of watched. The door slowly opened, stayed open for a few seconds, and then slowly closed again. But there was nobody there. So that was our interesting little vacation. The house felt fine. It didn't feel spooky or anything, but there was some weird things going on. Thanks. Bye.
I think that's interesting. After those stories, she's like, but the house felt fine. You know, because it's interesting because, like, she's just the only one home, which sounded so delightful to be sitting outside reading a book, skip the sunburn part. But just, you know, with the ocean right there, it sounds kind of magical. And then you would be like, oh, everybody's home. But nobody's home.
Yeah, I wonder
home.
Why they're back.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure I have an explanation, and she certainly didn't, and she would have a much better feel for the situation than I do. But we do have periodically people say, I heard him come in, I heard him talking, I heard this, I heard that, and then I get up to go talk to him and nobody's there. And, you know, it's just so real. Now, she's not used to the house. Could it have been a next door house that she heard a door shut?
I'm
going to
guess no. And the reason I say no is I think that would have been debunked then right away. It would have been, you know, we were pretty close to the house next door. I think that would have made it to the story.
Yeah.
I do.
Now, what about the door opening up in the middle of the night?
See, another weird thing. Because he heard talking, she heard talking, and then there's the third door opening up in the middle of the night. I think that's enough stuff right there to say we rented a haunted beach house.
I do too.
I think with those things that happened, you would go, you know what, but the house next to us is pretty close. Or we share a wall. There's a duplex, you know, or whatever. Right. I think that would have been brought up.
Yeah, I'm with you. There are just so many people in the house and these things are happening. It would have been debunked.
What I thought was weird was that there's so many people in the house coming and going. Sounded like a lot of people, family vacation. Sounded great, actually. But everything happened when the place was really quiet and still. That's when all the things, because I you're not going to hear people talking when you've got 10 people in the house talking. But I just think it's interesting that when things would get quiet, then they could hear that stuff. I don't know. I don't know. And to the point, he was like, it sounded like people with Southern accents.
Oh, yeah, and that's pretty specific.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, maybe there's some weird way that sound carries wherever they were. I don't know. But if you're close to the ocean and just doesn't seem like that would be where, you know, they weren't staying in a cave.
But it didn't feel horribly negative.
The rental house
either.
In the cave.
Yeah. Well, but it didn't feel real negative. Like, it didn't feel like she said, it seemed like a nice enough place. It wasn't like she felt like there was bad vibes about it. You know.
Wonder if she'd stay there again.
I don't know.
Because it sounded like a great family vacation.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to this story. It says, hey there, I listen to this show a lot. This is something that happened a few years back when we were living in a different place. It was not a strange house or anything like that. It was normal place, older, decent shape. When we first moved in, everything felt fine. We were just getting settled, unpacking, figuring out where everything went. The only thing that ever stood out was the hallway. It wasn't long or narrow, anything like that. Just the stretch that connected the bedrooms to the bathroom. During the day, it looked completely normal. At night, though, it felt different. Not like something was going to jump out at you. Just like you didn't want to stand there longer than you had to. I can relate to that.
Yeah, I can too.
I didn't say anything about it at first because it felt stupid. Everybody has parts of a house they don't like in the dark. I figured that's all it was. But after a while, I noticed I would always move through that part a little faster. Not running, just not hanging around. If I needed to grab something, I'd go and get it, come right back. And I didn't like looking straight down it at night. I started noticing that too. I'd keep my eyes on the floor or on whatever I was doing instead of looking toward the end. My husband didn't say anything about it at first, but after a while, I noticed he started turning the light on before walking down the hall. I asked him about it one night, and he kind of shrugged it off, but he did say it felt weird at night. So that made me feel a little better about it. For a long time, that's all it was, just the part of the house we didn't like. Then our daughter got a little older. We moved her into her own room. Her room was right off that hallway, so if she needed us at night, she had to come out and walk through there. First few nights were fine. Then one night I opened our bedroom door and she was just standing in her doorway, not crying or anything, just standing there looking down the hall. I asked her what she was doing and she didn't answer right away. Then she came over and wanted to be picked up. I didn't think anything of it. Kids do stuff like that when they're half asleep. But then it started happening more. She would come out of her room, just stop in the same place every time, holding onto the door frame or standing just outside of her room looking down the hallway. If we called to her, she wouldn't even move right away. One night, my husband asked her why she wasn't coming to us, and she said she didn't want to go there. And he asked her, go where? And she pointed down the hall. That was the first time it felt like more than just a kid being scared of the dark. After that, she didn't want to go down the hallway by herself at night at all. During the day, she was completely fine, running around, playing, going back and forth, no issue. But once it got dark, she didn't want anything to do with that part of the house. We tried all the normal stuff, night lights, leaving doors open, leaving lights on. None of it really changed anything. And it wasn't the whole house. It was just that one spot. One night she woke up screaming, not crying, full screaming. We ran to her room. She was on her bed, backed up against the wall, pointing toward her door. And I picked her up and I asked her what was wrong. And she kept saying, don't let her stand there. That creeps me out. Mm. Of all things for a kid to say.
God.
That was the first time she said her. We hadn't asked her if she saw anything or said anything about somebody being there, so hearing that out of nowhere made us both stop. The next day, I asked her about it when she had calmed down, and she said there was a lady in the hallway. I asked where, and she pointed to the end of it near the bathroom, same place every time. And I asked what the lady did, and she said, just looks. After that, we didn't really know what to do with it. We didn't want to make a big deal out of it, but we definitely changed how we did things at night. More lights on, her door shut, that kind of thing. One night after she had another bad night, I just stood in the hallway by myself and said out loud, this is our house and she needed to leave our daughter alone. I actually felt kind of dumb doing that, but I didn't really know what else to do. Things got better after that. She stopped waking up like that, and over time she went back to sleeping through the night in her room. We still didn't love that part of the house at night, but it wasn't the same after that. We ended up moving about a year later for completely unrelated reasons, just needed more space. But I will say this, after we moved, she never acted like that again in any other place we've lived. So whatever was going on there seemed to stay there. Love the show. I've got a couple other things that have happened over the years. I'll send them in later. Rebecca. That's interesting. She got fed up. She put her foot down and then it stopped.
That's right. She stopped and said, enough, you've got to stay away and you're scaring my daughter. There maybe is something to letting them know that they've crossed a line and they're scaring you. I don't know if spirits always know they are. I mean, there can be spirits, I think, that are, you know, mean and they are intent on scaring you. But I wonder if there are spirits that just don't know that what they're doing and how they're affecting us. And because I had that same thing recently where I stopped and said, hey, you're scaring me. I can't have this. And it seems to have really helped.
Is it like they're going, my bad?
Maybe. Sorry. I don't know. I just wonder if they don't understand that her daughter could see them or that they could sense it or whatever. And the poor daughter, when she woke up screaming, don't let her stand there.
I would hate that. Like, it's the middle of the night. Imagine being woke up to your kids screaming, which would make you panic and you would race over there. What's wrong? And then she's like up against a wall screaming, don't let her stand there.
Yeah. And it was funny because in the story she said that and she goes, and then the next morning I got up and my take on the rest of that sentence is, and I opened up the search on my computer to find out what else was for rent in the, you know, area, because I would try to be getting out of that house. But we all know that that isn't always possible.
It's not sometimes always possible, but man,
in it,
when you know. Have a kid, you don't want anything messing with your kid either.
Yeah. And I think out of desperation, she just said, stop it.
I'm glad she did.
Yeah. And she said it seemed to help. It got better.
And I'm glad. Yeah. Because you don't want a little kid going through that stuff.
No, we know all about that.
But I get that feeling where you just get the bad vibes. It's like something's watching me here. Yeah. Something else is here. I can't see it.
Yeah.
And we had that in the house we lived in really bad.
So bad. Ugh. So bad.
I hate that. So let's go to one more. This is a short little story.
This is Patty from Omaha. Calling in, not a story of mine personally, but one that my mom told me a couple days ago. So she was telling me, we were getting on the subject of my grandma, and she was telling me that when my grandma was in the hospital, like right before she passed, she was sitting in the room with my grandma, her mom, and she was sleeping. And my mom was reading a magazine, and she saw like the shadow of just like something just standing outside the room, because the hospital she stayed at, there was like little glass panes in the door. And she said that she saw something dart by. And she didn't know what it was, and she just thought it was one of the nurses because they have like a 24-hour staff. And so she didn't think anything of it. Well, the next day, she goes back to visit her mom, and her mom said that she had a dream that her sister was outside the hospital room waiting for her. And my mom was like, oh, that's, you know, that's nice. And she thought it was kind of weird at first because, you know, like, that's just a weird thing to say, like, you know, her dead sister is waiting for her outside the door. But a couple of days after that, she actually passed away. So I know that you guys have talked about that in the past where, you know, people seeing their loved ones before they go. And, you know, I just thought that was kind of ironic because her sister died, like, when I was little, so, like, at least 10, 15 years ago. So I barely even remember her, but thought that was a good story I wanted to share with you. And I still love the show. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, 100%. You hear that kind of thing happen all the time.
You sure do. And we even discussed the fact that hospice employees are actually trained in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so prevalent that people, as they're getting closer to their death, will see loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them, see them, you know, variety of things. So I don't know if the mom actually caught a glimpse of that outside the doorway or not.
I don't know, but that is interesting that she saw something.
But she felt like something was weird because you would think nurses and stuff would be walking by there all the time. What was it about that one thing that felt off, right?
Yeah.
Then to have the grandma say, oh, yeah, you know, my so-and-so's waiting right there for me. And I want you to know if anything happens to me, Carol, I will be waiting for
you. I'll be at the door.
I'll be waiting at the door. So you have to, you know, go alone.
I'll be busting the door down and being like, I got you. I got you.
Like, I'll just, don't worry about it. Like, I'm here.
And your children.
I show you the ropes.
Your children would all be like, it's Carol.
She's here. Carol's got her.
She's good. Everybody knows. No, I just find stories like that very comforting. And it's the one thing that kind of, you know, it's this weird, great void that we all go to at some point. Yeah. Nobody knows what it is, but nobody gets out of it either. And I like to hear stories like that because it gives you some hope that the people you love while you're here aren't disconnected from you once you leave.
Well, you know, and, I keep thinking everybody else has done it. How bad can it be?
And I feel like I've probably done it before. I just, you get, it's like your brain gets erased. All the memories get erased. And then you live something else, and then you do it again.
You know, like, but I was talking to my son, I think it was yesterday, and he said that he thinks there are different levels of reality. The same, you know, the same people and whatever, but they just are playing out different roles in different dimensions.
Hmm.
And he said, I feel like lately we're in maybe the David Lynch dimension. And I said, well, just so it's not, I said, just so it's not the Quentin Tarantino. And he goes, oh, no, we're heavy into Quentin Tarantino right now.
Yes.
So I thought that was interesting. He said, no, I think there are different dimensions, same players, just different scenarios playing out.
Yeah, because this is a very different one that we're in right now.
He thinks we're in the Quentin Tarantino phase.
And I would love to be disagreeing with him, but I can't.
We're in the Pulp Fiction phase. Oh, no.
It's like, I just think the world is some bizarro land lately.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, let us hear it. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And become a premium subscriber if you'd like. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots.
Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule Plus, Talkspace is in-network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.